我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你又把我们召聚回来。
Once again, you call us together.
你让我们的心向着宝座。
So you cause our hearts to be facing the throne.
在那里等候，要听见从上面所发的声音。
And to wait upon the voice that coming from the heaven.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Well, we bow down and worship you.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are God of words.
你不住地把你的话向人来解开。
You continue to speak to us.
你从前说过的话。
Your words that are spoken before.
你继续不断地在向人诉说。
You continue to speak to us today.
要叫人十分地领会你心里边的意念。
So that we'll fully understand your thoughts in your hearts.
主，我们是什么样的人？
Lord, who are we?
竟然被你纪念到这样的一个地步。
That you care for us so much.
让我们常有机会来听见你说话。
That we continue to have opportunities to listen to your words.
求我们的主把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, may you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们什么时候把你的话语一打开？
Whenever we open up your words,
你就把从前你说话的时候的心意显在我们的里面。
You manifest the thoughts in your words once again in our hearts.
也用着你自己的话来照明我们的路。
And to enlighten our path with your words.
吸引我们的心更多的贴近你的宝贵的心意。
And draw our hearts closer to yours.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
晚上这段时间，我们仍然在这里等候你。
We continue to wait for you this evening.
求你用着你自己说过的话，向我们发出今天的亮光。
May you continue to use your spoken words to once again shine light upon us.
救我们脱离灵里的黑暗。
And to save us from spiritual darkness.
行走在合你心意的光中。
And then we can walk on the path that's pleasing to your heart.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Well, we look upon you.
纪念我们这一段的时间。
Remember our time.
我们将祷告仰望。
We pray this and look upon you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Jesus' name.
Amen. 好像隔了好久。
Seems like it's been a while.
算一算，事实也不很久。
And it's not that long since like.
我们上次看到三十六章的末了。
Last time we were reading the end of chapter 36.
我们看到约雅敬王把神的话语烧掉。
And then we saw that Jehoiakim he burned the word of the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神用着耶利米重新把那些话再写出来。
Our God used Jeremiah to rewrite the words.
并且再增加了一点。
And also to increase the words.
很明显的一个事实。
And evidently,
神让人看见一件事。
God caused man to see.
不管人怎样的阻挡。
No matter what hindrance man put before God.
神的话就是这样的发表出来。
That God's words will continue to express.
并且不因着环境。的不顺遂
and it would not depend on the hindrance in the environment
而有任何的更改
and there would be no changes
没有更改
there would be no changes
神的话语就是这样的安定在哪里
and that the words of the Lord would be established in heaven
一次显明出来
and it would manifest itself
时间怎样的改变
no matter how time changes
没有影响神话语的真实
and it doesn't affect the truth of God's word
那现在我们从三十七章接上去。
So today we'll begin with chapter 37.
三十七章一接上的时候。
So in the beginning of chapter 37.
时间就过了很久了。
The time has passed for a long while.
过了差不多十年了。
It's about 10 years.
三十六章所发生的事情是约雅敬做王的时候。
So all those things that happened in chapter 36 is when it's during the reign of Jehoiakim.
那现在三十七章呢，是西底家做王的时候的事情。
And in chapter 37, these things happened when Josiah was the king.
当中经过了上十年的时间。
And it's about 10 years past.
先是约雅敬的儿子约雅金接上去做王。
It's Jehoiachin, the son of Jehoiachin, he reigned.
但是他做王只不过几个月，三个月多点。
But he only reigned for about 3 months.
就被掳到巴比伦去了。
And he was captured to Babylon.
约雅敬的被掳是犹大人的头一次被掳。
And the capture of Jehoiachin was the first captive of the people of Judah.
那么巴比伦王把约雅敬带去巴比伦。
So after the king of Babylon
然后,
brought Jehoiachin
就立,
to Babylon,
约雅敬的叔叔西底家来代替他做王。
And the uncle of Jehoiachin, Josiah, he was the made king. Zedekiah was made the king.
37章接上去, 就是这个, 西底家做王以后的事情。
So in chapter 7 is the things that happened while Zedekiah was the king.
那如果我们回到历史上面去看,
when we look at the history,
你看到一个事实,
and you can see a fact,
约雅敬王是给神很厉害的管教了。
Jehoiakim was disciplined severely by God.
他的约雅敬呢，也是在神很严厉的管教的底下被掳到巴比伦去了。
And Jehoiachin was the same. He was under God's severe discipline. He was captured to Babylon.
如果对照耶利米在那个时候所发表的话，
and if you compare to the words expressed by Jeremiah at that time,
你非常清楚地看见，
it's very clear.
所有发生的事情都和神的警告完全是吻合的。
All those things that happened goes along with God's warning at that time.
神怎么说，
whatever God said,
事情就怎么发生，
things would happen accordingly.
那如果说犹大的百姓， 里面如果是有点苏醒的话，
if in the hearts of the people of Judah they are aware, they are awakened,
他们应当看见神的话语是这样发表出来，
they should be able to see the words of the God
expressed like that
and would be accomplished.
那他们心里面应该要有一个警觉了，
that they should be awakened in their hearts.
他们应该看见神的手了，
they should be able to see the hand of God.
他们也应当领会他们所遭遇的一切，也就是那个悖逆神的结果了。
And they should be able to understand whatever come upon us is the consequences of rebelling against God.
但是很可怜的，
but pitifully,
我们读的37章的时候，
when we read chapter 37,
我们看到一个事实给记录下来，
we see that it's recorded here.
那特别弟兄姊妹，你留意第二节。
Let's take note, pay attention, verse 2.
第一节那里就说，
in verse 1,
西底家就代替约雅敬的儿子哥尼亚为王。
That Zedekiah, he reigned in place of Jehoiachin, son of
Jehoiakim. 留意接上去那句话了。
Let's take note what follows.
是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒立在犹大地做王的。
That he was made king of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
西底家本来不是做王的。
That Zedekiah was not king before.
因为轮不到他做王。
Because it was not his turn.
但是现在他做王了。
But now he has become king.
那为什么他会做王呢？
Why has he become king?
因为原来做王那个约雅敬给掳到巴比伦去了。
Because the king, Jehoiachin, he was captured to and to be carried away to Babylon.
那为什么他会被掳到巴比伦去呢？
And why was he carried away to Babylon?
那这个事实在耶利米书的里头说了一遍又一遍。
And this fact was recorded time after time in the book of Jeremiah.
那如果犹大的百姓，
if the people of Judah
和这个西底家王，
and also the king
Zedekiah,
if they were awakened in their spirit,
他们会发觉,
they would notice
我们在神面前的路走错了,
that they were on the wrong path before God,
神的手加在我们身上,
that the hand of the Lord was upon them,
那我们应当要悔改回转,
and that we should repent.
但是可怜得很,
but pitifully,
你留意第二节,
if you pay attention to verse 2,
这样历史上所发生的事情 并没有叫犹大的百姓心意转回到神那里。
What happened in history did not cause the people of Judah to turn back to God.
那结果呢？
And as a consequence,
第二节的话就跑出来了。
And the words of verse 2 comes out.
但西底家和他的臣仆并国中的百姓都不听从耶和华借先知耶利米所说的话。
Neither he nor his attendants nor the people of the land paid any attention to the words the Lord has spoken through Jeremiah the prophet.
那我们可以把这个话说简单一点。
If we summarize these words,
都不听耶和华的话。
That they would not pay attention to the words of the Lord.
他们不听耶和华的话。
They would not listen to the words of the Lord.
也许他们有他们的理由。
Perhaps they have their own reasons.
因为他们说这是耶利米说的。
And maybe they will say these are spoken through Jeremiah.
但是神的话在这里很清楚地指出。
But the words of the Lord speak clearly here.
耶利米说话是根据神。
That Jeremiah expressed his words according to God.
耶利米并没有在那里说自己的话。
And Jeremiah was not there to speak his own words.
耶利米说的是神要他说的话。
And the words of Jeremiah is the words that are given by the
God. 但是百姓的眼睛是看在耶利米。
But the people's eyes, they were upon Jeremiah. They did not see God.
为什么他们没有看见神？
Why did they not see God?
圣经从来没有给我们说出这个理由。
That the Bible never told us the reason.
但是事实上也已经说了。
But actually, it has spoken.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
But sisters, we should take note.
耶利米说话的根据。
The foundation of Jeremiah's words.
那当然是神差遣他说话。
It's commanded by God.
但是我们不能忽略。
But we could not ignore.
也就是当时的以色列民不能忽略。
It's also the fact that the people of Judah.
耶利米所说的一切话。
Could not ignore that the words of Jeremiah.
那些话的根据乃是根据律法。
The basis of Jeremiah is according to the law.
那是根据神与人立约的时候，神上他的百姓所说的话。
It's according to the covenant established between God and people, the words spoken by the Lord.
因为他所指出的是
，because he pointed out,
犹大人啊
，that the people of Judah,
你们用背向的神不对了。
You rebel against God, you're wrong.
你们不能把外邦的事物拿来代替神。
You cannot.Bring the things of the Gentiles to substitute God.
你们不能把别样的事物来放在神的位置上面。
You cannot place other things in the place of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果灵里面苏醒的人
，For people who are awakened in the spirit,
一面看见外面神所做的
，On one hand they will see what God does externally,
一面回到神所说的。
And they also will go back to the words of the Lord.
他们都会看见。
They will see.
我们的确是错了。
We are actually wrong.
因此，既然我们是错了。
So if we are wrong.
那就不管是耶利米说的也好，不是耶利米说的也好。
So it doesn't matter whether the words are from Jeremiah or
not. 这个不是最重大的问题。
This is not the most important thing.
重大的问题。
The important matter is.
乃是神在那里向我们说。
That God is speaking to us.
神不借着耶利米说，神可以借着另外一个人说。
Even if God doesn't use Jeremiah to speak the words, he can use another person.
不管是哪一个人说。
So it doesn't matter which person.
如果说出来是神的话。
If they express God's words.
是神要人明白的话。
The words that God wants people to understand.
要跟上去的话。
That people should follow the words.
那人就应当没条件的去接过来。
Then the people should accept it without reservation.
但是一个非常可怜的光景。
But pitifully here.
犹大的百姓经过了多少年。
The people of Judah after many years.
他们就是没有听进神的话。
That they still could not hear God's word.
他们有各种各样的理由来拒绝神的话。
They have all kinds of reasons to reject God's word.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神就是那样清楚地指出。
That God clearly pointed out.
他们的光景是怎样。
That how the conditions
are. 让他们真知道。
And that they will understand.
当神的手一交在他们身上的时候。
When the Lord's hands is upon them.
不是没有原因的。
That's not without reason.
我们在这里就特别留意到一件事情。
And here we put special attention to.
那
matter.
因为在37章的里头。
In chapter 37.
事情发生的时候是在这样的一个历史的背景的底下的。
That things happen according to a historical background.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们记得在历史书上面所说的。
My sisters, you remember in history.
在尼约西底家王做王的第八年。
In the eighth year of King Zedekiah.
耶路撒冷就给围困了。
That the city of Jerusalem was besieged.
一直围困了好几年。
And it was besieged for several years.
所以在那个时候耶路撒冷他们所经历的是非常非常艰难的日子。
So those days were very difficult for Jerusalem.
但是有一件事情我们不能忽略。
But there's one matter we should not neglect.
以巴比伦那么强大的力量来围攻耶路撒冷。
For Babylon, such a great kingdom to besiege Jerusalem.
竟然几年没有攻下来。
That it took them several years and they could not take it down.
那这里我们看见以色列人他们也不是没有一点点的力量的。
And I will see that the people of Israel, they still have some strength left.
但是正因为他们有那么一点点的力量。
And because they have some strength left.
也许他们会想。
Perhaps they might think.
我们能抗拒巴比伦人那么长久的时间。
We can resist the Babylonians for such a long time.
他们也对我们没有办法。
And then they could not do anything to us.
那终究我们会胜过巴比伦人的。
So eventually we will overcome the Babylonians.
也许这是其中一个原因。
Maybe this is one of the reasons.
圣经没有明说。
The Bible did not say clearly.
但是我们有理由做这样的推想。
But we have reasons to have this assumption.
因为你可以想象。
Because you can imagine.
一个孤立的耶路撒冷竟然能维持三年多没有给攻下。
That Jerusalem, it was isolated for over 3 years. It was not taken down.
你也难怪犹大人有他们的自信。
That no wonder the people of Jerusalem, they still believe in themselves.
再加上他们那个时候跟埃及是有一个盟约。
And also, in addition, they have a covenant established with Egypt.
他们想埃及总会来支援他们。
And they would think that the people of Egypt would come and help them.
那所以他们就觉得我们根本不要理会神在那里说什么话。
So they would think that they should not pay any attention to God's word.
耶利米说的话根本不可能发生的。
That the words spoken by Jeremiah would not happen.
那现在呢？
And now?
好像有一点曙光啊。
And now it seems like it dawned on them.
因为这个时候埃及的军队从埃及出动了。
Because the army from Egypt, they started to come over.
因为埃及的军队出来的时候。
And because when the army of Egypt started to come out.
那正好是把巴比伦军队的撤役增加了很大的威胁。
That they became a threat to the Babylonian army from the side.
那所以巴比伦的军队就暂时从耶路撒冷撤退了。
So they retreated temporarily from Jerusalem.
那现在三十七章就是在这样的一个历史的背景的底下发生了一些事情。
So the matters that happened in chapter 37 is under this historical background.
那么在这个时候啊。
And at this time.
西底家王就打发两个人去看耶利米。
So King Zedekiah sent two people to meet with Jeremiah.
看耶利米做什么呢？
And what were they there
to do? 他说求你祷告耶和华神。
They said, please pray to the Lord our God for us.
为什么我们祷告耶和华神？
And ask him to pray to the Lord.
我不知道西底家王这一个说法这一个请求他真正的意图是什么。
I'm not sure what's the intention behind this plead of King Zedekiah.
因为当巴比伦的军队围困的时候他没有叫耶利米做这样的祷告。
Because he did not ask Jeremiah to pray when the army of Babylon was surrounding the city.
现在巴比伦撤军了。
Now that the army of Babylon retreated.
他就请求耶利米去为他们祷告耶和华神。
It is at this time he asked Jeremiah to pray to the Lord.
究竟这个是真心的呢？还是另外有意思的呢？
So, It's not certain that whether he's out of his own, well, out of truth or his own heart, or it has other intentions.
那为什么我会这样想呢?
And why would I think this way?
原因就是,
the reason is,
当巴比伦军队围困的时候, 你不寻求耶和华。
Because at that time when the army of Babylon was surrounding the city,
那现在耶路撒冷解围了。
That he didn't ask Jeremiah to pray now that the army has retreated.
他还会寻求耶和华吗?
Why would he seek after the Lord?
这个恐怕是很不可能的。
It seems impossible.
那既然是不可能,
so if it's impossible,
那他为什么做这个事呢?
Why would he have this action?
他好像是对耶利米在那里讽刺一下。
It is as if he's trying to ridicule Jeremiah.
你一直说巴比伦人一定把我们打下来。
Because he's thinking that you keep saying that the Babylonians will attack us and take us down.
现在巴比伦人都跑掉了。
Now that they have retreated.
你还有什么话说呢?
What else can you say?
那非常非常可能他要借着这样的一件事情要去羞辱耶利米。
It's very possible that he's using this incident to insult Jeremiah.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
耶利米并没有给眼前的事情来打乱了他在神面前所接受的教导。
That Jeremiah was not disturbed by this incident, so that he was not disturbed from what he has received from the Lord.
他有没有为西底家来祷告，这里没有说撒文。
Whether he had prayed for King Zedekiah is not mentioned here.
但是呢，我们却看见一些事情。
But we see something else here.
那当西底家要这样打发人来请他祷告的时候，
When Zedekiah sent these men to ask him to pray,
神仙对耶利米说了话。
That God has spoken to Jeremiah first.
他说犹大人的王要来问你一些话。
He said that the king of Judah would send people to you to ask you these things.
你这样对他说。
Tell him.
不要以为法老的军队出来。
That do not think that Pharaoh's army is coming up.
扎勒底人就逃跑。
And that the Chaldeans will escape.
你要看见,
you need to see.
埃及人一定要回国的,
that the Egyptians will return to their
homeland. 巴比伦人一定要回来的,
and the Babylonians will return.
不但是回来,
not only will they return.
这一次回来啊,
this time when they return,
就要把耶路撒冷城攻破了。
They will capture the city of Jerusalem.
所以你们不要看见眼前的那个环境，以为哦。事情解决了。
So don't look at the present condition and think the problem has been solved.
那么耶利米当时的话说得非常的绝对。
And Jeremiah at that time his words are very determined.
怎么绝对法呢?
How determined was that?
他说扎勒底人巴比伦人一定不会离开我们这里。
He said that the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, they would for sure not leave us.
你就是能把他打败。
Even if you can defeat them.
他们那些受死伤的人啊，还能起来把耶路撒冷打破焚烧。
The wounded man would capture Jerusalem and would burn it down.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个话是神让耶利米在那时候说的。
These words are given by God to Jeremiah.
那么这个话说的合时不合时呢?
Was it an appropriate time for him to speak these words?
好像不大合时。
Seems like it's not appropriate.
因为巴比伦都跑了，你还说这个话。
Because the Babylonians at that time they have fled.
如果巴比伦还围困这一个城，你说这个话那还有点道理。
It would be reasonable if the Babylonians were still surrounding the city.
现在巴比伦人都撤走了。
But now that they have retreated,
你怎么还可以说这个话呢?
Why would you say these words?
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
耶利米说的话不是根据他自己。
That the word spoken by Jeremiah is not
based on
himself.
也不是根据眼见的环境。
And it's not based on the present condition.
他一直是注视着神自己的动静而发表神的心思。
And he continued to look upon the Lord to express his words.
那在这一个时候。
And at this time.
就是巴比伦的军队撤走的时候。
It's at the time when the army of Babylon they retreated.
耶利米有一点点的说服。You get something. You get something.
That Jeremiah has neglect something.
啊，他觉得巴比伦军队暂时退去，在他们没有回来以前，我要做一件事。
He felt that before the Babylonians returned, he should do something.
做一件什么事呢
？And what's the matter?
弟兄姊妹，记得前不久。
And you remember not long ago, brothers and sisters?
他的堂兄弟不是把便雅悯地的一块地卖给他吗
？That his cousin sold the land of Benjamin to him.
神也告诉他说：“你买下来。
”And then God also told him to buy that land.
你就买这一块地。来显明这个犹大地绝对不会永远的荒废的。
So, but the fact that you bought this land it shows that this land of Judah would not be deserted forever.
啊，在没有人买卖田地的时候，神说你把它买下来。
And at a time when nobody's buying and selling, that you should buy this land.
就用着这一个事情来做一个证据，显明神不会永远丢弃犹大。
And using this to prove that God would not forsake Judah forever.
啊，他也买了。
And he bought the land.
但是他从来没见过那块地。
But he has never seen that land.
那现在他就想。
And now that he thought.
趁着围城，这个耶路撒冷解围了。
That he should take this opportunity that the city of Jerusalem is not under attack.
看一看，我买下来那块地。
That I should go and see the land that I bought.
但弟兄姊妹们，这是他的疏忽。
Brothers and sisters, this is his neglect, his negligence.
结果他出城的时候，就给人把他劫回来。
And when he was leaving the city, he was intercepted by someone.
还加给他一个罪名。
And then he was accused.
他要出去投降巴比伦人。
That he was there to desert to the Babylonians.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话还是没有道理。
Brothers, these words are not reasonable.
围城的时候不投降。
That he did not surrender.
撤退了才去投降。
When the city was surrounded, but now the people have retreated. That he was surrendered. This is not reasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹们，圣灵记下这一段事情。
But brothers, when the Holy Spirit recorded these things,
是说出什么事情呢
？What is the point it's trying to make?
乃是说出当时犹大。在神面前那一个属灵的光景。
It pointed out the spiritual condition of Judah before the Lord at that time.
他们眼睛所看的就是眼见的各种各样的事物。
What they could see before their eyes is what they could see at that time, the present condition.
从来没有留意神在他们中间所说的话。
They did not pay attention to the words spoken among them.
但是有一个人他一直在那里发表神的话。
But there was one person who continued to express God's words.
他们就不高兴。
And they were not happy.
他们就觉得这个人在这里给我们太多的骚扰了。
They felt that this person has given them a lot of disturbance.
有什么办法来对付他们
？And they tried to deal with him.
当然平时找不着。
So ordinarily they could not find a way. Now they can find a way.
当耶利米要出城的时候
，So when Jeremiah was trying to leave the city,
你去投降巴比伦人
，They were saying that you're deserting to the Babylonians.
你要逃跑
，You're trying to escape.
就把他拿下来了
，So they took him, arrested him,
放到监禁的地方去
，And they imprisoned him.
好了。那在那里监禁了好多天。
And now they imprisoned him for many days.
巴比伦人还没有回来。
And the Babylonians haven't returned.
但是呢。
But.
西底家王就有了一些动作。
King Zedekiah had some actions.
什么动作呢？
And what are the actions?
我想我不把它说得太复杂。
And I would not complicate the matter.
但弟兄姊妹，你自己读经的时候，你会觉得很复杂的。
But when you read the Bible verses yourself, you might.
因为西底家王是抵挡神的那个话是很明显的。
When you read the words yourself, you might find it complicated because the words spoken by Zedekiah opposed God.
但是你也从他身上看见，他私底下也是相当的恐惧巴比伦人的。
But you can also see that secretly he is very much afraid of the Babylonians.
非常的矛盾的。
It's very contradictory.
一面好像觉得我们能胜过巴比伦人。
On one hand, he is thinking that he can overcome the Babylonians.
因为只有这样的自信，他才会背叛巴比伦。
Because it's only with this confidence that he would rebel against the Babylonians.
但是另一方面，他又感觉。
But on the other hand, he also felt.
恐怕。巴比伦人也真的是也不起的。
That the Babylonians are too strong for him.
那所以他又把耶利米找来。
So he went to seek for Jeremiah again.
偷偷的把他带到王宫里。
And secretly he brought him to the palace.
然后单独的。和耶利米谈话。
And he had a private conversation with Jeremiah.
他说啊。
And he said,
耶和华神有什么话来啊？
Is there any word from the Lord?
我们能不能这样就平静安稳下去啊？
Can we have this peace forever?
巴比伦人大概不会再来了，是不是？
Is it true that the Babylonians will not return?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这个人很复杂，是不是？
So, brothers and sisters, you see this person is very complicated.
一面又不相信神的话。
On one hand, he would not believe in God's word.
一面好像又盼望神说一些他愿意听的话。
On the other hand, he wished that God would speak something that's pleasing to his ears.
好像神的话还是有点分量的。
It's as if God's words has some weight.
他在这样的心情的底下。
So, under this emotion,
把耶利米叫来。
He called for Jeremiah.
就问耶利米这些问题。
And he asked Jeremiah these questions.
但是耶利米。
But Jeremiah.
很明确地给他指出一件事。
Clearly pointed out one thing.
巴比伦王一定回来。
That the Babylonians will return for sure.
并且。
And also.
你一定给交在巴比伦王的手里。
You will be handed over to the king of Babylon.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意耶利米。
You should take note of Jeremiah.
如果他要求自己的好处。
If he's seeking for his own benefits.
在这种环境的底下。
Under these circumstances.
他不说那么明显的话。他应该很自由的。
That he will be free if he didn't speak of these words.
他不会有什么难处。
That he would not have any problems.
但是弟兄姊妹们
My brothers and sisters,
我们感觉耶利米的宝贝就是宝贝在这里
We know that the preciousness of Jeremiah lies here
他没有因着环境所给他的那些压力而改变他从神那里所听接过来的话
He did not change the words he received from the Lord according to the pressure from the environment
这一点是非常明显的
and this is very obvious here
因为我们继续看下去的时候
because
很清楚地看到先耶利米的这一点
because as we continue to look to read on we'll see this point very clearly about Jeremiah
这一点和神在第一章里头对他呼召的时候所说的话是完全完全显明的
This is very evident as if it's recorded in chapter 1 that the word spoken to him by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你记得当耶利米被召的时候。
You remember, brothers and sisters, when he was called by the Lord.
他在神面前说我是年幼的，我是无知的。
He said to the Lord that I am young, that I'm ignorant.
我没有办法能承担这样的大事的。
That I cannot take up this great responsibility.
但是神当时怎么对他说呢？
But what did God say to him at that
time? 你不要说你是年幼的。
He said that do not say that you are young.
你也不要说你是无知的。
Do not say that you are ignorant.
我现在差遣你去。
Now that I'm commanding you.
我要你说的话，你就要说。
And whatever I ask you to speak, you should speak.
我要使你成为天比同强。
And I'll cause you to be a fortified city.
要成为地上的君王呢，那是有权势的人的反对。
And that you will be the opposition of the kings and the officials.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
你留意耶利米被召的时候，神是跟他那么清楚的说明他前头的遭遇和他受差遣的内容。
That when Jeremiah was first called, that the Lord has spoken to him clearly what he would encounter.
但他在神的选召的里面,
but in the calling of the Lord,
能不能成就神对他的拣选?
Whether the Lord can fulfill his calling on Jeremiah,
现在那些考验就来了。
These tests are here now.
如果他为着自己脚傻,
if he thinks for himself,
他可以不说神要他说的话,
he could keep silent and not speak the words that God wants him to speak.
他也明明的知道, 如果他要按照神要他说的话去说,
and he understands clearly that if he speaks the words that the Lord wants him to speak,
那他一定没有好结局的,
that he would suffer.
人一定反对他,
that people would be against him.
人一定对付他,
that people would deal with him.
那现在我们就看到一件事了。
And now we'll see this happen.
当西底家这样的和他谈话的时候,
when Zedekiah had this, King Zedekiah has this conversation with him,
他 已经被关起来好多天了,
that he has been in prison for several days.
那他就对西底家说,
and he said to Zedekiah,
我有什么事情过不去?
What have I done to
offend you? 我有什么事情得罪你?
What did I, how did I offend you?
或是你的臣仆，或是你的百姓,
or to your officials or your people?
已经把我放在监里,
that you have in prison,
也没有经过审讯,
and you did not have a hearing for me,
杀在监里,
and that you just put me into prison like this.
什么原因?
What was the reason?
我不过把真实的事情告诉你们,
and all I did was to tell you the truth.
巴比伦王一定来攻击,
that the king of Babylon will come attack,
因为这个是神兴起他来管教你们的,
because it was by God that he raised up the king of Babylon to discipline you.
所以巴比伦王就来了。
So the king of Babylon came.
那个时候许多人说, 巴比伦人一定不会来。
And then at that time, there were a lot of people saying that the king of Babylon would not come.
那现在说那些话的人去了哪了?
But where did these people go?
我就是把实在的话说出来。
I was only telling you the truth.
你就把我监禁起来。
And then you imprisoned me.
什么道理?
And what was the reason?
当时他就对王说,
and he spoke to the king,
你不要把我带放回监里边去了,
do not bring me back to the prison,
省得 我死在那里,
or else I will die there.
那结果呢, 西底家就下一个命令, 不把他带回监狱, 但是却监禁他在那些护卫兵的屋子里。
So King Zedekiah gave the orders so that he would not be brought back to the prison, but be placed in the courtyard of the guard.
那现在我们要来留意了。
And we should take note here.
刚才那些完全就是那个历史的过程。
What we mentioned before was the historical facts.
如果我们注意这些历史的过程, 那是没有什么意思的。
If we only pay attention to these facts, there's no meaning to it.
但是圣灵把这个历史的过程记录上来,
but the Holy Spirit recorded these facts.
究竟有什么意思在这里呢?
What's the meaning behind these?
那我们就要留意这一点了。
And let's pay attention to this.
那好, 事情并没有停在西底家王跟他的对话。
That these things did not just stop at the conversation between Zedekiah and Jeremiah.
因为很多有权势的人听见耶利米说这些话。
Because a lot of people who are in power, they heard what Jeremiah said.
他们都要把耶利米置于死地。
They wanted to put Jeremiah to death.
但是一到了三十八章啊。
So when we come to chapter 38,
你就看见有好多有权势的人就来西底家那里说要把耶利米处死。
So you can see all these people who are in power, they came to Zedekiah and wanted to put Jeremiah to death.
弟兄姊妹来六页了。
Friends, just take note.
你看看三十八章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 38, verse 5.
西底家王说啊，他在你们手中，无论何事，王也不能与你们反对。
He is in your hands, King Zedekiah answered. The king can do nothing to oppose you.
那结果他们就把耶利米拿住，就把他下到一个水牢的里头去。
So as a result, they took Jeremiah and put him into a cistern.
但是那个水牢那个时候的水干掉了，只剩下的淤泥。
At that time, there was no water in the cistern, and there's only mud.
那耶利米就陷在那个牢狱里，那个淤泥的牢狱里。
And Jeremiah sank down into the mud in the cistern.
那这些人把他放在那里干什么呢？
And why did these people put him in the cistern?
准备在那里活活把他饿死。
They wanted to let him die there of hunger.
但是我们所留意的是西底家王跟他们说的那句话。
But what we should take note of is what King Zedekiah spoke to them.
他在你们手中，无论何事，王也不能与你们反对。
He is in your hands. The king can do nothing to oppose you.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Princess, take note.
这里面一个很大的问题。
There's a big question here.
第一，说出了西底家王虽然是做王，但是他没有权柄。
First, it spoke of even though Zedekiah was the king, but he did not have any authority.
他不能定规任何的事情。
He could not make any decision.
他好像只是一个虚假的王位，虚假的。坐在王位上的人。
He was just there as a king, as like a false king.
为什么会发生这样的事情呢？
And why would this happen?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这就给我们看了当时犹大整个国家的那一种光景。
It lets us see the whole condition of the king of Judah, the kingdom of Judah.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这件事情。
And we should take note of this.
犹大的堕落。
The fall of Judah.
严格说起来
Strictly speaking,
犹大的堕落是从马拿西开始。
The fall of Judah started from Manasseh.
当然马拿西以前，弟兄姊妹你也晓得也有一些王是离弃神。
Even though we could see before King Manasseh, there are several kings that they rebelled against God.
但是没有马拿西那么严重。
But that was not as severe as Manasseh.
虽然马拿西后来悔改。
Even though Manasseh repented later on.
但是造成的那个属灵的伤害，而又不是王一个人悔改就能把它改变过来。
But the harm that he caused spiritually was not corrected by the king himself.
那因为已经成了一个众人都陷在其中的一个危险。
Because it has become a crisis that the people has fallen into.
那王一个人出来了。
So even though the king came out,
其他的人还陷在那个危险里。
The other people are still in that crisis.
还陷在那个愚昧里。
And they were still in the ignorance.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very severe matter.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers, just take note.
马拿西以后。
After Manasseh.
除了约西亚王一个。
Except for King
Josiah. 这连的几个王都是在神面前离弃神的。
The other kings, they all rebelled against God.
起初是王在那里领头离弃神。
In the beginning, it was the king who led the people astray.
但是这个领头离弃神就造成了一种的情形。
But this the king leading the people astray from God. It cost one.
整个犹大就跟上去了。
The whole Judah followed on.
整个犹大都在站在神的对头的那一边了。
That the whole Judah, the people of Judah, they stand against God.
所以从那个根源上面去留意的时候。
So when we look upon this,
是王先出了问题。
That it was the king who caused the problem.
叫百姓也落到这样的愚昧和无知的里头。
And the people followed on and fell, has fallen into this.
而且落到一个地步是非常的放纵。
And to a point that they have sinned against God severely.
那放纵到一个什么时候呢
？And then they let themselves go.
到了西底家做王的时候。
Until the time when Zedekiah reigned.
你就看到一个情形出来。
And you can see one condition.
我不敢说西底家这个人，他究竟有几分要神。
And I could not say how much this king Zedekiah, how much he wanted God.
但是我们还乐乐地从他这个人身上看见他对神还保留一点点的敬畏。
But we can see that from him that he has a little bit of fear toward God.
还不至于太过分。
And he was not to the extreme.
还好像还有一点点的分寸剩下来。
It's as if he has a little bit of respect.
但是问题在这里。
But there's a problem here.
百姓不听从了。
That the people would not listen.
那个官长不听从了。
And the officials would not listen.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very severe matter.
从前好像只是上层的人物发生难处。
It was as if it's only the problems at among the people, the high officials.
但是上层发生难处的时候，不可避免的会影响基层的。
So, but when the problem arises in the upper class, and in that's, it cannot be avoided that the people, the lower class, would be affected.
等到基层受了影响以后
and when the people of the lower class are
发生了问题以后啊
and problems arise,
你上层要再有什么动作那也无能为力
that the people of upper class could not do anything about it.
弟兄姊妹这就是现在的犹大被掳前的那种光景
and this is the condition before the Judah was captured.
你怎么能想到一个从作王的人口里说出这样的话呢
？And how can we imagine these words coming out from the king？
他在你们的手里。
That he is in your hands。
你们要怎样待他就怎么待他。
Whatever you want to do to him。
我也不能和你们反对。
I cannot say anything to oppose you。
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个就是当时犹大的整个的。在被掳前的那个属灵的光景。
And this is the spiritual condition of the Judah before they were captured.
从上到下没有一个敬畏神的心。
From the upper class to the lower class, there's nobody who respected God.
他们不理会神的心思。
They did not pay any attention to God's heart.
他们也不理会他们这样做合宜不合宜。
And they would not consider whether they are doing these things appropriately.
最简单的来说就是说，他们这样做跟律法有没有抵触？
That they would not consider what they are doing, is it opposing the law?
跟摩西的律法有没有抵触？
That whether it's contradictory to Moses' law.
都不管。
That they did not pay attention to it.
他们只知道一件事。
The only thing they knew.
耶利米这一个人。
Was that this person, Jeremiah,
他太可恨了,
that he's really bad,
就是要把他对付掉,
that we need to deal with him.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这里也是给我们看到神的见证人的道路。
So this let us see the witness of God's servant.
若是我们要做世间上的聪明人, 那我们不会选择这样的路。
That the path of God's witness, if we want to be the wise of this world, we would not choose this path.
但是你要做一个在神面前忠心的见证人呢?
But if you want to be a faithful witness before God,
你除了这样选择以外, 你别无其他。
There's no other choice besides this.
但是你要做这样的拣选。
But if you want to choose this path,
你就要碰到许多的艰难。
That you will encounter much difficulties.
这样的一个事实，从古到今都没有改变。
And this is a fact that has never been changed.
不但是在耶利米的身上是这样。
Not only is it true in Jeremiah.
在以前的先知们所经历的也是这样。
It was the same for the prophets before him.
在以后的神的儿女们直到今天所经历的仍然是这样。
And it's true for the children of God.
你要么就不拣选神。
Until today.
你要拣选神，你就准备要接受许多的艰难。
You can choose not to follow God, but if you choose to follow God,
你若是要做世间上的聪明人，
this is the path that you would go on.
那你可以把神放在一边不管。
If you want to be the wise of this world, you can put God aside.
人家喜欢听什么话，你就说什么话。
So whatever is pleasing to people's ears, you will say.
人家喜欢什么事，你就做什么事。
And you would do according what's pleasing to the people.
但是如果真的是聪明到这样的一个地步，
But if you're wise in this way,
那在神的面前，
and before God,
这是非常非常的可咒诅的。
He would curse you. It would be woe to you.
但是你说啊，
and then you would say,
按照人的天然，
according to human nature,
能拒绝这样的光景的人实在并不太多。
It would be very few for to reject this.
所以耶利米的他的那个属灵的品格显得那样的可贵，就是因着他毫无保留的拣选神的自己。
And that Jeremiah, because of his choosing of God without reservation, this is his preciousness.
那么现在耶利米给扔在那个淤泥的监牢里了。
So now Jeremiah was thrown into a cistern full of mud.
那就等死在那里。
Who is waiting to die?
这就是忠心见证人的下场了。
And this is the consequence of a faithful witness.
是不是？
Is it so?
我想我们今天晚上读到这一段的话，是在实际上是非常的凑巧。
And I think for today, for us to read upon this story, this matter, is very, very timing.
因为我们在过去几天，我们看到近代的一个站在神面前的人所经历的、所经过的事情。
Because for the past few days, we have heard the person who have who's a witness of God.In our time.
在原则上就是一个模样。
In principle, it's the same.
时间可以过去。
The time can pass.
历史可以不住的在那里过去。
And history can pass.
但是那个原则却动也没有动。
But the principle doesn't change.
仍然是一个模样。
It's the same.
不仅是说在你要忠心的站在神的那一边，那引出的结果是如此。
No, not only is that the consequences that brought forth when you want to witness for God faithfully.
很宝贝的是。
And very preciously.
如果不是神的时间。
If it's not God's time.
神的拯救也是很及时。
And God's timing is very, God's salvation is very much in time.
所以我们在三十八章里面，我们就看到一件事。
So in chapter 38, we see this matter.
如果我们不看撒文，
if we don't continue to read,
我们就看见耶利米在那里等死。
We'll see that Jeremiah was there to wait to die.
半身就陷在那个淤泥里。
That he was sinking into the mud.
没吃的。
And he did not have anything to eat.
没水喝。
And there's no water.
那就是在那里等死。
So he was there to wait for death.
但是稀奇的
，But very amazingly，
在王那里有一个太监。
There's a eunuch。
有什么你要注意
？When sisters take note，
这个太监是古实人。
He's an Ethiopian。
他不是以色列民。
He's not an Israelite。
他不是神的选民。
He's not the chosen people。
但是这个人却有敬畏神的心。
But he has a heart that fears the Lord。
那他叫做以伯米勒。
His name is Ebed-Melech.
他听见那些人是这样的对待耶利米。
After he heard what the people did to Jeremiah,
他就跑去见西底家王。
He went to see King Zedekiah.
他说啊，这些人这样对待先知耶利米，怎么可以呢？
He said that how could these people deal with Jeremiah in such a way?
不可以这样对待先知的。
They could not deal with the prophet like this.
那么结果呢？
So as a result,
那西底家王不晓得是良心发现啊，还是怎么样的。
We don't know why, but the king Zedekiah,
那他就叫这个以伯米利带人去把耶利米救出来。
He commanded Ebed-Melech to take some people to save Jeremiah.
虽然仍然把他关在卫兵的院子当中。
Even though he still imprisoned him in the courtyard of the guard.
但是总是脱离了那个淤泥的牢狱。
Nevertheless, he saved him from the cistern of mud.
我们就特别要留意到这一件事情。
And we should pay special attention to this matter.
怎么会是一个古时人，他会带出这样的一个拯救的事实
？Why would this Ethiopian save Jeremiah？
他又不是神的子选民。
And he's not one of the chosen people of God。
当然对神的感情也一定不会那么的深的，按照一般的情形。
According to common sense, that he should not have deep emotion, deep feelings toward God。
但确实就是这一个人，他把耶利米的事情扭转过来。
But it was this person who turned the matter of Jeremiah around.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们这些年间
，Among these years，
听了好些的弟兄们的交通。
We have heard many sharings of the brothers.
你真实的是看见
，And you can truly see，
许多许多的事情，好像。神的儿女们跑到绝境了。
Under a lot of circumstances, when the people of the Lord they come to an end,
已经没有路再可以走了。
They have no more way to go.
但是很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
不知道是怎么样。
Without knowing why,
事情就起了转机。
There was a turning point.
也就过去了。
And things went by.
弟兄姊妹，过去我们听孙悟信弟兄的交通。你看到这样的事
，And then we have heard a brother sharing on this matter.
这几天我们听到我们的弟兄的交通，你也听到同类的事情。
And these past few days, we have heard our brother sharing.
过去还有好些弟兄们，他们的所交通出来的也都是这样的一个原则。
And there are many other brothers who share in the passages under the same principle.
经过的事情不一样。
The things they encountered were
not. 但是里面贯穿着一个原则。
Were not the same, but there's only one.
如果不是神的时候
，If it's not God's time,
谁都不能动神的儿女。
No one can deal with God's people.
神有他自己出人意外的方法，把神的儿女带过难处。
That God has His ways to bring His people.
我上几个礼拜在罗马。
And a few weeks ago, I was in Rome.
有一天完全没有聚会了，就是我要离开意大利的前一天。
That was one day, the day before I left Italy. There was no meetings.
弟兄们就把我带去一个地方，去看一些教会历史的古迹。
Some brothers brought me to some old church sites.
我头一次去罗马的时候，也去了好些教会历史里边，很明显的一些所谓古迹了。
And the first time I was in Rome, I have seen some of the remains of the places in the church's history.
但是我不知道有这样的一个地方。
But I didn't know of this one place.
这是弟兄们就把我带去了。
And this time the brothers brought me there.
什么地方呢
？And where's this place？
保罗砍头的那个地方。
It's a place that Paul was beheaded.
那在保罗砍头的那个地方。
And the place where Paul was beheaded.
天主教在那里盖了一个天主教堂。
The Catholics built a Catholic church there.
里面当然是有一些神奇的传说。
And there are a lot of legends there.
就像他们传说，彼得是道钉十字架的那样的传说。
It's the same legend that Peter was nailed across upside down.
那么我到了那个地方。
And when I was there.
我就看到一些事情。
And I saw some things.
他们说啊，保罗在那里给砍头。
And they said that Paul was beheaded there.
他的头给砍下来的时候。
When his head was cut off.
他在地上弹了三弹。弹跳了三下
the head bounced three times on the floor.
每一下大概都有一丈多长。
And every time it was about a foot high, ten feet high.
Ten feet long.
那
么他们就在他的头落地的三个点里边呢，就做了每一个地方就做了一个神坛。
And they built an altar at the three places where the head bounced off.
他们说什么呢？
And they said.
他们说每一个保罗的头落地的那个点。
That each point where Paul's head bounced off of.
以后那里都流出泉水来。
That water came out from that place.
哦，那些泉水他们就觉得很。很不得了了。
And then there's a fountain, and he said that's a very great fountain.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们觉得这些都是无聊的事。
And then brothers and sisters, we know these are nonsense.
但是我们不能不注意一件事情。
But we cannot but pay attention to.
当保罗在他一生的行程的里边
，throughout his journey，
多少次他经过死地。
That Paul has experienced death many times.
在路斯德，在路斯德，路斯。
In the place.
就是在《使徒行传》里边的那个路斯德那个地方。
In Lystra.
他不是给人打得要死吗？用石头打得他要死了吗
？That he was beaten and he was stoned to death, almost to death.
结果回过气来。
And then he revived.
他站起来走了。
He stood up and left.
怕了没有？
Was he afraid?
没有。
No, he wasn't.
他继续又在那里传主的道。
And he continued to preach God's word at that place.
啊，在经过好多好多次各种各样的艰难。
And he had experienced many, many difficulties.
有没有给那个困扰，那些难处来喝倒呢？
Was he defeated by those difficulties?
没有。
He wasn't.
虽然是面临那么严厉的光景。
Even though he was facing those severe conditions.
但是神的时候没有到，谁都不能动他。
But the time of God was not yet, so nobody can deal with him.
等到神的时候到了。
And when God's time was there.
果然他是给砍了头。
And he was beheaded.
但是我们读提摩太后书。
But when we read the Second Timothy,
你读着它，你读出它里面的那个感觉。
You can read about his feelings inside.
是害怕吗？
Was he afraid?
是恐惧吗？
Was he in fear?
都不是。
That he was not.
你说他没有恐惧吗？
If you say that he was not afraid,
有，但是不是在那个时候。
That he actually was afraid, but it wasn't at that time.
啊，他从耶路撒冷。给接送去罗马的时候
，When he was sent from Jerusalem to Rome，
快到罗马的时候，他里边是有点恐惧。
When he was approaching Rome, that he had some fear inside。
但感谢神。
But thank God。
等到他要在神的面前用着他自己的性命来做见证的时候
，At the time when he had to witness with his own life before God，
你没有看见任何一点点的恐惧在那。
You could not see any fear in him.
你看到在保罗里边满了光彩。
You see that there's light within Paul.
满了喜乐。
It was full of joy.
满了希望的。
And full of hope.
弟兄姊妹们，这实在是我们在主的面前感觉非常非常受激励的。
And we are very much encouraged by this.
就像。一个月前，教员连弟兄给主接去。
That was about a month ago. A brother was received by the Lord.
他也是蛮辛苦。
And he suffered a lot.
他这样对神的儿女们说。
And he said to the brothers and sisters.
辛苦是很辛苦。
He said that I'm suffering a lot.
但是确实很有盼望。
But I have much hope.
我不知道我有没有说错他的话。
I'm not sure if I am quoting him exactly.
他说是还是是是有是有盼望还是很有喜乐。
I'm not sure if he said that he has much hope or he has much joy.
但是无论如何，和他当时所接受的那个景况是完全不调和的。
But no matter what, it's not going accordingly to what he was experienced at that time.
环境是叫人上胆的。
The environment caused people to lose heart.
但是人里面的光景却是昂扬的。
But in the inner condition is very much uplifted.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们读耶利米书读到这个地方的时候。
When we read the book of Jeremiah.
我们也实实在在的看到这样的一件事。
We can see
在耶利米的身上显出来。
We can see this very clearly manifested on Jeremiah.
这个是属天的品格的显明。
This is the spiritual character, the manifestation of spiritual character.
但这些属天的品格，只有在艰难的当中才能显出来。
But this spiritual character can only be manifested among difficulties.
没有经过艰难，你没有办法说你会怎么样。
If you have not encountered difficulties, you cannot say what you will be.
但是在极其大的艰难的里边。
But under severe difficulties,
这个属天的品格就显出来了。
This spiritual character will be manifested.
这个属天的品格显出来，那说明什么事呢？
And what does it say about this manifestation of the spiritual character?
是说明能承担一切的重担的不是我们人的自己。
That is not a human nature that can bear the great burden or difficulties.
而是神在那里给我们背了那个重担。
It is God who take up this big burden for us.
人就很清醒的这样走过去。
And the man can take it very lightly to walk past these circumstances.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果我们看耶利米这几到了这个时候这几章。
If we read all these few chapters about what Jeremiah has encountered.
你要从历史的本身去看好像没有什么特别。
That's nothing special about the history itself.
但是你越过历史的本身而看见这个历史中的人所表达的那一种光景。
But if you go beyond the history and see what is manifested by this person,
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们看到一个神的见证人，他的高贵和他的尊荣。
We see the noble character of this witness of God.
那特别在这个事情以后
especially after this matter,
就是他从淤泥里头给拯救起来以后
after he was saved from the mud,
西底家又再把他 找去一次
and Zedekiah spoke to him again,
还是问他那些话
and he asked the same question.
弟兄姊妹们你想想看
brothers and sisters consider this,
像他这样的遭遇再碰到这种情形的时候他该说什么话
With his condition when he encountered this what words should he speak of
他也明明的知道如果照着神要他说的话他是没有路走的
He understood clearly if he wanted to speak the words of the Lord there's no way out for him
如果他不照着神要他说的话而为了自己着想一下他就说人喜欢听的话
If he only seek for his own benefits and did not pay attention to the words of God
他就很有机会自由了
That he would be free very, very for sure
但是弟兄姊妹你看
But brothers and sisters you see this
在这样的情形的底下他还是说神要他说的话。
Under these circumstances, he continued to speak the words that the Lord gave him.
他仍然在那里说。
And he continued to say,
犹大的百姓如果在神面前要有路走, 只有一条,
if the people of Judah want a way out before God, there's only one way.
出去投降巴比伦人,
it's to surrender to the Babylonians.
如果不出去投降巴比伦人,
if they don't surrender,
那就没有话, 没有路走,
there would be no way out for them.
被掳成了事实,
that they would be captured.
你也一定要给巴比伦人抓住,
and you will be captured by the Babylonians.
你也, 也必定要被带到巴比伦去。
And you will be carried away to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹按人来看这些话非常非常不合时宜的。
According to men, these words are very inappropriate.
但是神要说,
but God wanted him to say this.
为了自己的方便不说,
that he could not say, could not not say these.
还是越过自己的好处, 而发表神要人明白的事,
that he would go beyond seeking for his own good to let people understand what God wanted them to understand.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
耶利米是软弱的人,
Jeremiah is weak.
按照他的本性, 他是非常懦弱的人,
according to his nature, he's very timid.
如果你看他的表现,
if you look at his performance,
好像他是很会哭,
that he liked to cry a lot.
你说只有懦弱的人才那么容易哭,
you would say that only a person who's weak would like to cry a lot.
耶利米就是一个哭先知,
but Jeremiah is a prophet of tears.
但弟兄姊妹们, 他的哭不是懦弱,
but when he cries, it's not because he's weak.
他的哭是另外的一个原因,
that's because of some other reasons.
但虽然是另外一个原因,
and because, even though it's because of another reason, we see clearly that Jeremiah is a very weak person.
但是在该要刚强的时候, 他确实非常非常的刚强,
but at a time when he needed to be strong, he was very strong.
很显然给我们看到,
and very clearly we can see,
问题不是他自己有那些刚强,
that it's not because he is strong, not because of what he had.
乃是他有一个心智, 他不能离开神要他站立的那一个位置。
But he had a heart to not depart from the position God wanted him to be in.
那他站在神要他站的位置,
that he stood at the position where God wanted him to be in.
我们很显然就看到一件事情,
and we can see clearly,
神就成了他的力量,
that God had become his strength,
神就成了他的供应,
and become his supply,
神就扶持他走过许多的艰难,
that God carried him over many difficulties.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
耶利米先知不是唯一的一个这样走过他一生的人,
the prophet Jeremiah, he's not the only person who walked his life this way.
他不过是神许许多多的见证人当中的一个,
he's only among one of the many witnesses of God.
但是他所带出来的那个属灵的原则,
but what he has brought forth, a spiritual principle, and the principle of experiences,
都是那样明确的, 表达了神做工的方法,
they clearly manifested the way the Lord works.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
耶利米是在主的扶持的底下走过许多艰难的日子,
that Jeremiah went through all these difficulties under God's guidance and help.
不是耶利米这一个人比别人强,
not that Jeremiah was stronger than other people,
乃是因为他站的地位站对了,
but because he was standing in the correct position,
神就有机会在他身上 来显明神所要做的,
that God has the opportunity to manifest what he wanted to do on him.
这就我们回头来想到 亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候的一件事,
so when we go back to think about Abraham sacrificing Isaac,
那是神在那里启示 神是怎样的一位神,
that God was there to reveal what a God he was.
但是 许多神的儿女们没有掌握好神自己的心思。
But a lot of the children of God did not take get a good grasp of this revelation.
只是把神所显明的部分抓紧。
They only take hold of part of what God wanted to reveal.
这样的抓住神的那是应许。
They take hold of God's promises
in such a manner. 是不大可靠的。
And it's not very dependable.
不是神的话不可靠。
It's not that God's words is not dependable.
是人没有做对。
It's because what man does is not correct.
弟兄姊妹，你常常听到好些人说耶和华以勒。
Brothers, you often hear people say Jehovah Jireh.
感谢神，他的确是耶和华以勒。
Thank God, he's indeed Jehovah Jireh.
一点都没有说错。
It's not wrong at all.
但是这个话在一些人的身上是准确的。
But it's only correct on some people.
在一些人的身上是不准确的。
On other people, it's not correct.
那为什么呢？
And why is that?
弟兄姊妹们。
Princesses.
耶和华以勒这一个事实的表明有一个基础。
The manifestation of this fact that Jehovah Jireh has a basis.
这个基础一定要准确。
And the basis has to be accurate.
没有这个准确的基础，你就没有办法享用耶和华以勒。
If you don't have this accurate basis, you cannot enjoy, cannot have a share of Jehovah Jireh. And what's the basis?
在耶和华的山上。
It's upon the mountain of Jehovah.
那问题就是说。
The problem is.
你站在什么地方？
Where do you stand?
你所站的是不是耶和华的山上？
Whether you're standing on the mountain of Jehovah,
你不站在耶和华的山上，
if you're not standing on the mountain,
你要看见耶和华以勒，
if you want to see Jehovah Jireh,
那是比较困难的，
it's rather difficult.
你若是站在耶和华的山上，
if you're standing on the mountain of Jehovah,
耶和华以勒就是非常的真实的，
Jehovah Jireh would become very true.
我们感谢神，
we thank God.
那在耶利米先知的他所经历过的事上面，
Among all those things experienced by Jeremiah.
如果你光是从那个历史的本身来看，那也是一般人所经过的平平淡淡的事情而已。
If you only look at the history, it's like something that would be gone through by many people.
但是如果你看到在他身上所显明神做工的那个方法，
But if you see the method of God's work manifested on him,
那个平平淡淡的历史就成了一个非常严肃的神的见证。
This common history would become a very solemn witness of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶利米替神说了许多的话。
That Jeremiah spoke for God.
但是他不就光是在那里替神说话。
But he was not just there to speak for God.
他是用着他整个的人在那里见证神的自己。
That he used his whole self to witness for God.
我们今天晚上所看的是其中的一点。
So this evening we only saw one point.
从他身上我们看到。
And from him we see that.
神做工的法则。
The principle of God's work.
也看到一个神用的人，他力量的来源和他见证的基础。
And we also see someone used by God, the source of the strength and the foundation.
我们巴不得耶利米的事情常常给我们一些个照明。
May we use the experience of Jeremiah to enlighten ourselves.
不在乎我们能为神做多少。
It does not matter how much we can do for God.
要紧的。
The more important thing is.
我们要注意究竟我们站在什么地方。
Is to pay attention to where we stand.
地方站对了，地位站对了。
If we stand in an accurate position.
神就做工了。
That God would work.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通这么一点。
So we'll end our sharing tonight here.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.